Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
So good, so kind, so merciful, so just.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Before we look at the readings for this coming Sunday, the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time, just wanted to make a comment that tomorrow is the Feast of the Chinese Martyrs. And I have a great love for China. And I have been so struck both by the courage of our brothers and sisters in the Middle East, but also by so many in China martyred for their faith. And I see how weak I am. I see how frail I am. And I marvel at their courage, at their faith. I marvel at it. And I think, what would I be like if I was forced to die rather than betray Christ? Would I be strong enough? And the answer is no, I wouldn't be. And I think if all of us are honest, none of us knows what we would be like under that kind of pressure to recant, to reject Christ, or to die. What would I do? And I know only one thing. I know that if God offers me that opportunity, then he gives me the strength to carry it out. If I look to myself and I look at my own resources and I look at the level of my own courage, I realize that I would fail miserably. But if God asks it of me, and I love him enough to say yes to him, then I can count on his power and his strength to see me through. Now that's true for all of us in many situations. Perhaps we're not going to be martyred, but some of us go through such difficult situations in life that you feel like you're being martyred. You feel like you're dying right on your feet. This is where we need to turn to him and to say, Lord, I cannot carry this cross apart from you. I cannot even lift one corner of this cross without your strength and your grace, your help. Keep turning to the Lord in all difficult circumstances. May we honor the Chinese martyrs for not turning away from the Lord, but following him even more closely. Let's take a look now at the readings for this Sunday, the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And the first reading is taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verses 10 to 14. Moses said to the people, if only you would heed the voice of the Lord your God and keep his commandments and statutes that are written in this book of the law, when you return to the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. Now listen to this. For this command that I enjoin on you today is not too mysterious and too remote for you. It is not up in the sky that you should say, who will go up in the sky to get it for us and tell us of it that we may carry it out? Nor is it across the sea that you should say, who will cross the sea to get it for us and tell us of it that we may carry it out? No. No. Heed the voice of the Lord. It is something very near to you already in your mouths and in your hearts. You have only to carry it out. In other words, God is saying, I have given you all grace to respond to me in whatever the difficulties might be. God wants to give us everything we need. Do we depend on him? Do we rely on him to do so? Moses is saying to the people, he's fed up with them, if only you would heed the voice of the Lord your God and keep his commandments and statutes that are written in this book of the law. If only you would do that, then you would come into freedom. The Ten Commandments are not there, as I've said before, to bind us and to tie us down. They're there to direct us to walk with Christ in this life. And that's real. We think that what I can see and touch, whatever information comes to me through the senses, that's what's real. Brothers and sisters, this is infinitely more real. You were created by God. You were fashioned as the work of His hand. You were brought into being by God's grace. And it's God that gives you the power in baptism and confirmation, given the strength and the wisdom to know who you should follow and to follow Him. Moses said to the people, "It's very near you. It's already in your mouths. It's in your hearts. You have only to carry it out." And the carrying out comes from the grace of God. Don't rely on yourself, but on Him. Turn to the Lord in your need, and you will live. I'm afflicted. I'm in pain. I'm lowly. I'm miserable. Turn to the Lord in your need, and you will live. It's true. Read all of that psalm. Read it carefully. The precepts of the Lord, the fear of the Lord. How precious is life when we submit to God. How good, how free we are. Submitting to God sets you free. It doesn't bind you. It does the opposite. It sets you free to be who you were created to be. And there is no freedom like that. And the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians, chapter 1, verses 15 to 20. Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in Him were created all things in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He Himself might be preeminent. For in Him all the fullness was pleased to dwell, and through Him to reconcile all things for Him, making peace by the blood of His cross. Through Him, whether those on earth or those in heaven. It's Christ, brothers and sisters. It's Christ who saved us, who redeemed us, who so fully cooperated with the Father and the Father's purpose for creating us. He's the one you want to go to. You want to go to the source, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You want to go to the source. Ask for all the gifts and graces from all the sacraments that you have celebrated, ask for the grace to live out what is taught there, what is promised there. We get so befuddled by all the things that the world offers that we forget what we're doing. Because the world's offers sound so good, they appeal to our senses. They appeal to us in the here and now. We treat many of the things the world offers as drugs, even if they aren't actually drugs. We treat them as drugs because we're in pain, because we're confused, because we don't know where we're going. Oh, brothers and sisters, let's turn to Him. Let's turn to the Lord. Every day, every moment, You lead me, Lord. You direct me. You help me. The Gospel of Luke today, chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "What's written in the law? How do you read it?" He said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he replied, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." That's it. Obey the commandments. Live them out. Love as God asked us to love. A new commandment I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. But this scholar, to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In other words, let's get this down. Everybody can't be my neighbor. In reality, everybody is your neighbor. But who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, a man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped, they beat him, they went off leaving him half dead. And a priest happened to be going down that road. When he saw him, a priest should have stopped. What did he do? He passed by on the other side. He was too busy. He had too many things to do. Or likewise, a Levite came to the place, a follower, a disciple of God. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. He had too many things to do. He didn't have time to take care of somebody else. But a Samaritan traveler, that's a pagan, who came upon him, was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, bandaged them. He lifted him up on his own animal. He took him to an inn and cared for him. And the next day he took out 2 silver coins. He gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back. Which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor? Oh, brothers and sisters, we can look externally like we're Christians, or in the case of the gospel, that they were upright Jews. But, oh, brothers and sisters, it's what is in the heart that counts. And this pagan, his heart was open to pity for another. He was obeying God's call without even understanding it. And he sacrificed immensely in time, in treasure, in service. He sacrificed. And this is what God is saying to you and to me, is do what I do. Do what I do. Love as I have loved. And I will give you the power to do that. I will empower you that you may love as I love. But we've got to do our part, which is to clean the house. We've got to look at ourselves and say, where am I following the way of the world that's contrary to the commandments, contrary to the gospel? What decisions am I going to make? And they need to be ruthless, difficult decisions. Make them. God will give you grace and power to do so. And God will draw very near to you. You might not be able to do them all at once, but don't say, I'll do this one this year and I'll give up that one next year and maybe the year after. Don't do that, because you'll end up doing nothing. Make a clear choice for God. And then put yourself under his authority. Say, Lord, you are my Lord. You are my Father. You are my Creator. You are my Savior, my Redeemer. I want to follow you all the days of my life. Give me grace. Give me strength to do so. Pray that many times a day. Pray that until your mind begins to shift. It's hard. What you're doing is you're retraining your mind to think according to the truth, not according to what your desires are, but according to what is true and good and beautiful. And all of those are definitions of God. Good, true, beautiful, the epitome of beauty and goodness and truth. Why choose any other path? God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.